ABC Radio Australia.
I think we can all agree that COVID-19 has been a pretty stressful time and that we're all trying to find ways of dealing with such a difficult situation. But there is evidence that in Fiji, a rising number of people are turning to drugs and alcohol as a coping mechanism. Talia Olatia has been speaking to Mosese Finau, Fiji's only certified alcohol and drugs counsellor who works with Empower Pacific.
During this period, we've seen an increase in all areas of drugs and alcohol on the market, with cultivation of it, the selling and the use. Mostly those that we see in hospital have been the ones that have been using.
As a counsellor, obviously abiding by confidentiality concerns, What are people telling you about what they're experiencing and, you know, why they turn to these substances?
Well, collectively, it appears that people are taking drugs because there's something about their lives that they want to change. And we have seen that some of these reasons given by them are just stress-related. That's the common reason, whether it's through job loss, which is affecting the family, or whether it is the end of a relationship or marital breakdown, work-related stress. That's the root cause of it, is just a lot of stress. During this pandemic, a lot of people take drugs to just relieve the boredom. That has come out. The others, out of curiosity, just to experiment, to try it out. And this is affecting our younger teenagers and our younger youth, those at the school level. People think of drugs and alcohol as a solution, but later realize that it just becomes a bigger problem, becomes a health issue, and problem doesn't go away, and they're not able to find healthy solutions.
And when it comes to drugs, what kind of drugs are we talking about?
The common one that is used is marijuana, apart from alcohol, and kava, which is on the legal side of drugs. But the illicit drugs or the illegal drugs, the common one that is used is marijuana. Apart from methamphetamine, something new that has come into the market and has hit the street. But the most common one would be marijuana.
And marijuana in itself is known for its kind of relaxing properties, and people might consume it to kind of calm down and, you know, calm those anxieties, all those stresses that you were talking about. So in that sense, you could understand why people think that it's going to be all right. But as you said, they can also have some really bad consequences, and how people react while they're on the drugs is something that, you know, isn't that calm, free, you know, high that they may have been looking for.
Yes, that's correct. Again, that's just highlighting, and through psychoeducation, we talk to them about the short-term effects, which is probably the good feelings that come with it, but really to understand more the long-term effects, where it does have an impact on their health. And that's where we see a lot of cases in hospital. We see the result of their use of drugs.
And what impact does that have? You were saying that you work in a hospital. Does that take up hospital resources to look after these people, which of course they do need help, but at a time during a global pandemic when those resources might be, you know, put towards helping those people who have tested positive for coronavirus, what impact does that have in the hospital?
Yes, a very huge impact, considering the fact that I'm probably the only one that's qualified as an alcohol and drugs counsellor. You know, there's lots of people that need the help, but the lack of resources is the lack of personal professionals who provide that service, because we don't have detox, what you would have in Australia, where they can go to clinical detox centres where they can properly be treated. Here, our hospital systems are flooded with cases. And those who are coming with common presentations of alcohol disorders, drug use disorders, and the bottom line is some of them who come who have harmed themselves. One of the reasons is because of the use of drugs has influenced this motivation or this urge to want to harm themselves even further, and suicide as well. It has impacted the public health system. I normally go to the hospital where I'm based, is in the Colonial War Memorial Hospital, is based in the Suva City, as well as the St. Giles Psychiatric Hospital, the only psychiatric hospital that we have in Fiji. And these are the two places where young people have been admitted in just to, you know, go through the treatment process more on a medical side. They see these patients and it's flooding the hospitals, taking up a lot of beds, and then for a AOD counselor, I don't have much time with one patient because once the medical treatment is done, they're discharged and I don't get to see them again.
And so it looks like drug use and alcohol abuse is having effects at all different levels, from, you know, the personal, from the health, also at the community level. So finally, as a alcohol and drugs counsellor, what kind of 3 tips would you give to people in terms of, you know, helping them to, I guess, avoid that temptation or that release of, you know, using a substance to try and control the stress that they're under, especially during this pandemic?
Okay, well, abstaining if they can, that would be the first one. Abstinence is the best practice, based on how motivated the person is to quit using, creating a balanced lifestyle and giving them ways to cope better. And we normally do an assessment of how they're feeling and what they're thinking and, you know, how they're feeling physically and mentally. Are they exhausted? If you find yourself without close relationships, so if you call yourself a workaholic, or if you face a lack of spiritual alignment. These are things that they value and part of their belief systems. And if they say yes to any of these things, then there's probably, you know, their life is out of balance. So help them to make a conscious decision to balance on a minute-to-minute basis. You know, get into shape physically and mentally. Create a habit of constantly reminding yourself to get into shape, you know, and staying in shape and healthy. I mean, this is the basic advice that the doctor would give. You know, sleep well, eat well, and rest well. When it comes to drug and alcohol use, to explore their use of drugs, to explore what's good and what's less good, and explore which of the less good things that concern them and why, and weigh the difference between the good and the less good things, and this should help to motivate change.
That was alcohol and drugs counsellor Mosese Finau from the Empower Pacific Group, and he was talking there to Talia Olatia.